embrace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
ISKCON Svandracharya Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Grantaraj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki
Jai.
Sri Sri Radha Madhava ki
Jai.
Sri Sri Pancha Tattva ki
Jai.
Sri Nrisingadev Bhagavan ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Sri Mayapur Dham ki Gaur Premanande. All glories to the Dasamo devotees. All glories to the Dasamo devotees. Sias Lava Sabravshan Supradnam. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Welcome, everyone. Yanadirshto, can everyone hear? Slushily? Manuji? Slushily, no? Okay. You've got to project a bit. Well, yes, welcome to our first program in our apartment in Rasamrita Kunj, this Kali Yuga. Veta Kali Yuga. Yeah. Ochin Varshni Moment. It's a very important program. It's nice that you're all here, and let's read something from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Слышали? Да.
Тихо, очень тихо.
Очень тихо. Unless you go further out. Ochintika.
Just a little announcement. The transport will leave here at 8.
Oh. Yep. Oh, okay. We'll finish by then. Just for your information, the transport back for those who want it will leave at 8, is it? Although, no, we'll finish well before then, but just for your information. Well, seeing it is coming up to Gaur Purnima, we'll read something about Lord Chaitanya's appearance and maybe a little bit about his early pastimes. Lord Chaitanya appeared, what is it now, 100... and 31 years ago, is it? 531.
Господь Чайтанья явился 531 год назад.
Right, yeah. So, let's read a little bit about his appearance first.
Давайте почитаем о его явлении.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So, do you happen to have Chaitanya Charitamrita on your phone in Russian?
I have.
You have? We're going to read first Adi Lila chapter 13, verse 89.
Мы будем читать
Adi Lila,
глава
18, текст 39. 13-го. Глава 89. Okay, вы можете читать. 13, 18, 9. Глава 13, стих 89. Okay, here we go. I'll read it first. Seditas, нет, вы можете читать. Seditas. This is Nimi Prabhu. He is a very senior devotee from Russia. Choda Shata Shata Shake Masaye Palguna. Purnamastra Sandhya Kale Haile Shubhakshana. Thus, in the year 1486 by our calculation, in the month of Falguna, now, February, March, in the evening of the full moon day, the desired auspicious moment arrived. Пожалуйста.
Тот благоприятный для рождения момент настал вечером, в день полнолуния, в месяце Фалгуна, февраль-март, 1486 год, 1407 год эры Шакарды.
And now 91. We skip one verse. So this is now 91. Акаланка Гоура Чандра Дила Дарашана Sakalanka Chandre Ara Kon Prayojana. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on its body?
Когда людским взором явилась чистая луна Чайтаньи Махапрабху, кому стала нужна обычная луна, испещренная темными пятнами?
92. Eta Jani Rahu Kaila Chandrila Grahana Krishna Krishna Hariname Vase Tribhuvana. Considering this, Rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon, and immediately vibrations of Krishna Krishna Hari inundated the three worlds.
Понимая это, Раху, черная планета, заслонила полную луну, и тут же возгласы «Кришна, Кришна, Хари!» огласили все три мира.
Next verse. Jaya Jaya Dvani Haila Sakala Bhuvana Chamatkara Haya Loka Bhave Mane Mana. All people thus chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra during the lunar eclipse. And their minds were struck with wonder.
Во время лунного затмения все люди повторяли Махамантру Хари Кришна, и сердца их были охвачены восторгом.
And 94. Jagat Bariya Loka Jagat Bariya Loka Bale Hari Hari Sekshane Gaura Krishna Bhume Avatari When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in the form of Gaura Hari, advented himself on the earth.
В тот час, когда весь мир повторял святое имя Верховной Личности Бога, Кришна явился на земле в образе Гаура Хари.
Let us say a few words about this.
Я скажу несколько слов об этих стихах.
Нама Ом Вишну Падая Кришна Престая Бутале Шимати Бхакти Веданта Свамините Намане Намасте Сарасвати Деве Гауравани Прачарне Нирвишеша Шуньявади Пасчитя Дешатане Джай Си Кришна Чайтанья Прабху Нитьянанда Шри Адвайта Гададха Шивасади Гауравакта Вринда Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpaturibhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyascha, Patitanam Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. So I think you're all familiar with this description.
Я думаю, что вы знаете это описание.
Слышали? Матаджи, хорошо?
Хорошо слышите за меня.
Да, достаточно. Okay. Yes, it's very, very beautiful description of the situation when Lord Chaitanya appeared.
Это прекрасное описание ситуации, во время которой явился Господь Чайтанья.
Lord Chaitanya, he is Gaura Chandra. He is the transcendental golden moon.
Господь Чайтанья известен как Гаура Чандра, трансцендентная золотая луна.
Gold compared to silver, there's a big difference anytime.
Если мы сравниваем золото с серебром, то всегда есть очень большая разница между ними.
But when you have transcendental gold, oh, that's in another category altogether.
Но трансцендентное золото находится в совершенно другом измерении.
And particularly transcendental molten gold.
И в особенности трансцендентное расплавленное золото.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever saw molten gold, liquid gold.
Я не знаю, кто-нибудь из вас видел ли когда-нибудь расплавленное жидкое золото.
It has such an effulgence, it's just brilliant.
Это золото расплавленное, от него исходит очень сильное сияние.
And there's a big difference between that and silver.
И между этим расплавленным золотом и серебром есть очень большая разница.
So, but Lord Chaitanya, he's Gaura Chandra, the transcendental golden moon.
Господь Чайтанья известен как Гаура Чандра, трансцендентная золотая луна.
And the regular moon somehow understood that Lord Gaura Chandra was going to appear that night.
И обыкновенная луна каким-то образом поняла, что в тот вечер должен был явиться Господь Гаура Чандра.
And he was feeling very embarrassed.
И луна чувствовала сильное замешательство по этому поводу.
Even though it was full moon night.
Несмотря на то, что это было полнолуние.
A full moon, it is as brilliant as it gets.
И в полнолуние луна достигает наивысшей степени сияния.
But now the Gaura Chandra was going to appear, and that silver moon, he felt, I have to hide in a corner.
Но перед тем, как явился Господь Гаура Чандра, серебряная луна почувствовала, что ей нужно было спрятаться куда-то.
And so, that full moon made special arrangement for an unscheduled eclipse.
И таким образом луна сделала специальные приготовления, чтобы случилось не запланированное лунное затмение, которое нигде не упоминалось.
You know, anyone who knows astronomy, then they can predict in, you know, for 100 years whenever there's going to be an eclipse.
Любой человек, который знаком с астрологией, может рассчитать на 100 лет вперед те дни, когда будет происходить затмение.
And, you know, actually every year I think there's maybe 3 or 4 eclipses of different types.
Я думаю, что каждый год случается 3 или 4 затмения разной степени.
Some of them you don't even notice.
Некоторые из них вы даже не замечаете.
What was it? Now it was the 12th, was it? The 12th of this month was an eclipse.
12-го числа этого месяца тоже было затмение.
Did you notice it?
Вы заметили это?
I don't think so. I didn't know. I mean, I knew it was there, but there was no actual effect visible.
Я знал, что оно происходило, но на самом деле я сам лично его не заметил, его было не видно.
Anyway, so the moon, as we hear, it was not that scheduled planned time when there's going to be full eclipse.
И как мы узнали, в этот день не должно было происходить никакого затмения.
But because of this mood, these feelings of anxiety of the moon decided to make his own eclipse.
Поскольку Луна пребывала в некотором беспокойстве, она решила организовать затмение.
He understands English? Really? Very intelligent. Okay. So yeah, so the moon hid his face.
Так Луна спрятала свое лицо.
And then the transcendental full moon of Lord Chaitanya appeared just up the road.
И трансцендентная полная луна Господа Чайтаньи явилась вот прямо недалеко от этого места.
And of course we know, we read that when there was this complete eclipse, all the people throughout India, even practically throughout Southeast Asia, or anyway, a lot of people, they gathered in sacred places.
И как мы прочитали, все люди в Индии, наверное, все люди даже юго-восточной Азии, они в этот момент все собрались в святых местах.
And they all chanted the holy name.
И все они повторяли святые имена.
You know what they chanted?
Знаете, что они повторяли?
They chanted Krishna, Krishna. What did they chant?
Krishna, Krishna.
Yeah. And also they chanted. Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
Yeah. And like this. A lot stronger than us. And that sound was just resounding through the whole universe. Yeah, it was really a very amazing thing. Because and this was also the special arrangement of Lord Chaitanya. That it was his mission to establish and preach and spread the chanting of the holy names.
Поскольку он пришел с миссией установить и распространить движение сознания Кришны, движение воспевания святых имен.
Да. Yeah. And really, so he showed that right from the moment he appeared that this is what I'm here for.
И он показал свою миссию, для чего он явился прямо с момента своего явления.
Yes, so like this, as the people were all chanting and chanting and just roaring, then Lord Chaitanya appeared.
Господь Чайтанья явился в тот момент, когда все люди повторяли очень громко святые имена.
And Lord Chaitanya also showed that was his mission at other times.
Господь Чайтанья также продемонстрировал свою миссию и в другие времена.
I don't know if I can find it, but there's a... Let's see now.
Не знаю, смогу ли сейчас найти.
What now? Anyway, there's a very nice description in the 14th chapter.
В 14-й главе есть очень красивое описание.
That, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, well, all the local ladies, they would gather at the house of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, the parents of Lord Chaitanya.
Все деревенские женщины, они собрались в доме Джаганнатха Мишры и мамы Сачи, родители Господа Чайтаньи.
They and they just stay there the whole day.
И они там целый день провели.
And you know, eventually at night, Mother Sachi or Jagannath Mishra would have to tell them, look, you know, we have to put the child to sleep, you'll have to go.
В конце концов, вечером Джагнанат Мишра и Шачимата, они были вынуждены попросить их удалиться, потому что они сказали, нам нужно ребенка спать укладывать, не могли бы вот все-таки пойти по домам.
Otherwise, they would have stayed there the whole night.
Иначе, если бы им этого не сказали, они бы там всю ночь еще просидели.
Lord Chaitanya was just so attractive.
Господь Чайтанья был настолько привлекателен для всех.
Все привлекающие, да?
Yes.
Привлекающие. Yes. And okay, so they'd all be there, all these ladies, the whole neighborhood. And Lord Chaitanya would start crying. And he would cry and cry. He would really seriously cry. You know, we don't want to ask any of the children to do a demonstration. But I think you have some little idea. But you don't really have the clear idea. How it was when Lord Chaitanya would cry.
Вы не можете представить, как Господь Чайтанья плакал.
He would just scream and scream.
Плакал, кричал.
And the ladies wouldn't know what to do.
Женщины не знали, что с ним делать.
They did all their motherly strategic maneuvers.
Они уже применили всякие маневры материнские, как бы успокоить.
You know. Bouncing the child a bit.
Подбрасывали его, качали.
Хо-хо-хо. And кичи-кичи-коо. Whatever. All these.
Шакал.
And all these types of things. But Lord Chaitanya would not stop crying. And one time he cried the whole day.
Однажды он целый день проплакал.
And they're trying every strategy they could think of.
Они что только не делали, чтобы его успокоить.
And many strategies you would never have dreamt of.
А вы даже не знаете о том, что они не предприняли, чтобы его только успокоить.
He didn't stop crying the whole night.
И он всю ночь не переставал плакать.
Next morning he was still crying.
И утром он все еще плакал.
And you know, sometimes children cry and cry, and then eventually they become cried out.
Дети часто они плачут, но в конце концов они уже очень сильно устают.
But not Lord Chaitanya.
Но Господь Чайтанья не устал.
He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Он верховная личность Бога.
He can just cry unlimitedly.
Он может плакать бесконечно.
So the next day he was crying even more.
На следующий день он еще больше плакал.
And the ladies were just bewildered.
Женщины не могли понять, что же им делать.
And one lady, she became so bewildered.
И одна женщина настолько это ее сбила с толку.
She just called out, Anna Prastha Kriyala. Krishna, Krishna, что она кричала?
Кришна, Кришна!
And Lord Chaitanya stopped crying.
В тот момент Господь Чайтанья прекратил плакать.
They couldn't believe it.
И они не могли поверить.
What happened?
Что же произошло?
But a few seconds later, Lord Chaitanya started crying again.
Через несколько секунд он опять начал плакать.
And he was really roaring.
И он уже просто по-настоящему плакал.
Like a lion.
Как лев плакал.
And the lady, same lady, She thought, let me try this again. Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
And he stopped again. And they all noticed this. And they understood, there's something happening here. So it became like the local chief pastime.
И эта игра, она стала знаменитой по всей округе.
Главный, what? Игра.
Самая главная игра в округе.
Yeah. That Lord Chaitanya would cry and they'd say, you know, Krishna, Krishna.
Господь Читания плакал, а женщины говорили, Кришна, Кришна.
They'd say, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
and say Hare Rama and all these different things. And he'd be screaming, but then he'd stop and smile. Life is good. And then he'd start screaming again. So it became the local pastime. Yeah. All day it was just crying, Hare Krishna, crying, Krishna, Krishna, crying, Rama, Rama.
Yes.
And every time Lord Chaitanya, when they said Hare Krishna, he'd stop crying, he would give a big smile. Big smile? See, he can do it. Good. Yes. So again, this is Lord Chaitanya showing what his mission is. Why he's appeared in this material world? So like this, Lord Chaitanya, little boy, he just grew up a little bit. The demigods would come to visit him. They would come invisible. And they would talk with him. He would talk back. His parents, they wouldn't really hear the demigods speaking. But they would hear Lord Chaitanya speaking to the demigods. And the parents would ask him, who are you talking to? And he said, nobody. How do you say? Ni?
Ni
с кем. And his parents would tell him, listen, don't develop a habit of talking to yourself.
Не развивай себе вот эту привычку разговаривать сам с собой.
Because that is a sign of a little, you know, psychological problem.
Потому что это уже свидетельствует о какой-то проблеме.
And he'd say, okay, no problem.
Хорошо, не буду.
They'd go away and he'd start talking again.
Отходил от них и продолжал разговаривать.
But sometimes they would actually hear some voice. You know, of some demigod, they'd hear it a little in another room.
Но иногда они слышали какие-то голоса в соседних комнатах, которые принадлежали полубогам.
And they'd, you know, they think, wow, someone's in with Nimai.
И они сразу пугались и думали, ой, там кто-то с Нимай.
And they go in, who was there?
И они шли туда и смотрели, кто же там был?
And Nimai would say, nobody's here, just me. And so then they thought they were going a little
mad.
голубые, они короткие. Anyway, yeah. So, and Lord Chaitanya, on the soles of his feet, he had the markings of Lord Vishnu.
На стопах Господа Чайтаньи были видны знаки Господа Вишну.
And he would walk around in the yard sometimes with just bare feet.
И когда он гулял по двору босыми ногами.
And he would leave these footprints and markings.
Он оставлял на земле отпечатки своих стоп с этими знаками.
And Mother and Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, they're very advanced, knowledgeable Brahmin devotees.
Jagannath Mishra и Мама Шачи, они были очень продвинутыми, преданными брахманами, которые обладали большим знанием.
They knew what are the signs on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord.
И они знали о знаках на стопах Верховной Личности Бога.
And they think, wow, where have these markings come from?
И они удивлялись, откуда эти следы с этими знаками у нас во дворе.
And they just become bewildered.
И это их совершенно сбивало с толку.
But they never thought to look on Nimai's feet.
Но им никогда не приходило в голову посмотреть на стопы своего сына.
Because they thought, yeah, can't be him, he's just a child.
Потому что они просто думали, что ну, этого не может быть, что это он, это просто наш ребенок.
So there are many pastimes, all times, types of different pastimes. When Lord Chaitanya was just, he was walking, but not expertly. So one day he was in the yard.
Однажды он был во дворе дома.
The ladies, they were talking amongst themselves.
Женщины, которые были там, разговаривали между собой.
One big cobra came.
И вдруг появилась большая кобра.
Really big, like, you know, 2 or 3 meters.
Она была очень большая, 2 или 3 метра в длину.
Может быть, 3 метра. And Nimai shouted out.
И Нимай закричал.
Look, nice snake. I want to meet him, embrace him.
Я хочу обнять эту змею.
And he started stumbling towards the snake.
И своими неуверенными детскими шажками он значит пошел по направлению змеи.
And Mother Sachi panicked and just jumped out and just grabbed him.
Мама Сачи ужасно испугалась, побежала и схватила его.
And all the ladies screamed.
Все женщины закричали.
And she wagged her finger at him.
И она погрозила ему пальцем.
Does your mother do that to you sometimes?
Моя мама тебе грозит пальцем она?
No comment. So, don't you do that? They're dangerous.
Погрозила пальцем, сказала, не смей этого делать. Это очень опасно.
When you see one of them going this way, you go that way.
Если ты видишь этих существ, ты иди в противоположном направлении.
And Nimai was saying, no, Mata, he was a nice snake.
Мама, да нет, что же, да это очень хорошая змея.
He's my friend.
Это мой друг.
Mother Sachi, the ladies just couldn't understand.
Мама Сачи и все женщины, они просто не могли понять.
So they all went inside, took Nimai.
Они забрали Нимай внутрь.
And now they're talking again.
И опять продолжили разговор.
And Nimai quietly snuck out.
А Нимай потихонечку из дома вышел, незамеченный.
And they didn't notice.
И никто этого не заметил.
Maybe a minute later they noticed.
Через минуту они заметили, что его нет.
Where is Nimai?
Запаниковали, где Нимай.
And they all ran out.
Все выбежали из дома.
Sure enough, there was Nimai with the snake.
Ну и конечно же, Нимай был там со змеей.
He's just holding the snake.
Он держал змею в руках.
And the snake's head is here.
И змея смотрела прямо на него.
And the ladies didn't know what to do.
И женщины не знали, что же теперь делать.
And if we go and sort of drag him away, the snake will bite.
Они думали, что если мы сейчас подойдем, мы попытаемся его оттянуть от этой змеи, то есть змея может его укусить прямо на месте.
So they became stunned in ecstatic love.
И они просто замерли в экстатической любви к нему.
And they just stood there.
И просто стояли и смотрели на это.
And Lima is holding the snake, and he turned to the lady and said, "Look, my snake." He's my friend. You want to meet him? Then that snake, Lima, sort of let the snake down. The snake coiled around on the ground.
Немай отпустил змею, и она свернулась на кольцо на земле.
And Nimai lay down on his back on the coils of the snake.
И Нимай лег на нее прямо.
Just lay there on his back, looking up at the ladies.
Он лежал на спине, прямо на этой змее, и смотрел на женщин.
Over his head, the snake's head.
Над его головой возвышалась голова змеи.
Tongue coming out.
И язык змеи высовывался.
And one lady said to Mother Sachi,
и одна женщина сказала маме Сачи,
he looks just like Mahavishnu on Anantashesh.
Она выглядит в точности как Махавишну на Ананташеше.
Little did they know that the snake was Anantashesh.
Мало они знали о том, что змея на самом деле была Ананташешей.
He had come to have the association of his Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Который пришел, чтобы получить общение своего Господа, Господа Чайтанья.
Yes. So there are all sorts of extraordinary happenings.
Таким образом происходило много чрезвычайных событий.
You know, these stories I'm sure you're familiar with.
Я уверен, что вы знаете многие из этих историй.
One day, one traveling mendicant came.
Однажды в том же Кранкмешке пришел странствующий
mendicant.
Паломник.
Паломник, yeah, pilgrim. And he arrived in the evening.
Он пришел в дом вечером.
Maybe this time, maybe 6 o'clock or something. And he asked Jagannath Mishra that, you know, I'm just a traveling mendicant. Can I stay here overnight?
Он спросил Джаганнат Мишру, я просто странствующий паломник, могу ли я остановиться ночью в твоем доме?
And Jagannath Mishra was very happy.
Джаганнат Мишра был очень счастлив.
And that mendicant said, you know, I travel with a deity of Gopal.
И паломник сказал, я путешествую с божеством Гопала.
Today I've been traveling so much, I have not been able to cook and offer him food.
Что я не мог даже ничего приготовить и предложить никакой еды Гопалу.
So, can I do that, please? Can I use your facilities?
Можно воспользоваться в своем доме всеми удобствами, чтобы приготовить.
And Jagannath Mishra was very happy.
Jagannath Mishra был очень доволен.
And so he cooked nice offering.
И он приготовил хорошее подношение.
And put his deity Gopal on the altar.
Поставил на алтарь своего божества.
Made up nice plate, offering plate. Put it in front of Gopal. Got the bell. Bowed down. Started ringing the bell. Chanting the mantras. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Ktota Swaminiti Namane. And like this, chanting all the mantras down. And suddenly, as he's doing all of this, suddenly he heard from the altar sounds like eating sounds. Chomp, chomp. A little slurp, slurp. And you know, he's still chanting the mantras and ringing the bell.
Он продолжал читать мантры и звонить в колокольчик.
But he looked at what's going on the altar. There was little Nimai eating directly off the offering plate with both hands. Nice food. Now this poor devotee, he just couldn't believe it at all. He didn't understand who is this child. And he said, oh, what are you doing? And Nimai looked at him, surprised. You called me to eat. I'm eating. Okay. But the devotee just couldn't understand. Then in came Jagannath Mishra. And the devotee explained what happened.
Oh,
Jagannath Mishra got really angry. And he told the devotee, I am going to lock this boy up. Please cook again. I'm so sorry. So he did that. He locked up Nimai. Put the key in his pocket. And went back. The devotee is now cooking again. And then again offering plate in front of Gopal. Ringing the bell. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. And suddenly from the altar he heard choo choo. Suck, suck. Crunch, crunch. And he looked up again. There's Nimai again. How did you get out? And Nimai said, listen. You called me. I'm just doing what you said. The devotee couldn't understand. And Jagannath Mishra came in this time. He was really angry. And he said, listen, I'm going to send this boy to the other side of town. We will get professional security men with guns. And we will make sure in a room with no windows. Please cook again. So now, you know, now it's like 9 o'clock at night. Devotee's cooking again. Offering plates. In front of Gopal. And this devotee's thinking, you know, I'm so degraded. Yeah, the Lord will not accept my offering. He sends this nonsense little boy. Nonsense. Gloopy, malinky malchik. Negadeh. Just to show me that my offerings are not worth accepting. Anyway, let me try again. Another plate in front of Gopal. Bowing down, ringing the bell. Namaste, Saraswati. And then again from the altar, serious eating sounds.
звуки.
A little burping.
Звуки даже отрыгивания.
And so on. And he looked up. It's Nimai again. It's impossible, this is crazy. And he said, what are you doing? And this time Nimai got angry with him. Listen now. You keep calling me. And I come. And then you ask me what I'm doing. What are you doing? What sort of devotee are you? Stop this. And the devotee became bewildered again. And Lord Chaitanya manifested himself as Gopal.
И Господь Читания показал ему себя как Гопала.
And the devotee just collapsed in ecstasy on the ground.
И преданный просто упал, переполненный чувствами на землю.
And he offered prayers to Lord Chaitanya.
И он вознес молитвы Господа Читания.
So he was one of the first people to understand that Lord Chaitanya is actually God. And Lord Chaitanya told him, don't tell anyone. Okay, if you do, I'll destroy you. So he never told the story until after Lord Chaitanya left this world.
И этот преданный держал эту историю в секрете до того момента, когда Господь Читания оставил этот мир.
So these are some of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
Это некоторые из игр Господа Читания.
I'll tell you just one more.
Я скажу вам еще одно.
Now Lord Chaitanya is a little older, he's going to school.
Господь Читания уже подрос и начал ходить в школу.
So with his school friends, he would, his school friends, a lot of them were devotees.
Многие его школьные друзья были преданными.
Like, for example, Gadadhar Pandit was in the same class.
Они учились в одном классе.
And who was else was Mukunda Dutt.
Mukunda Dutt.
And Jagadananda Pandit. All these, they're great devotees. Even as children, they're great devotees. And they're all in the same class as Lord Chaitanya. The Lord Chaitanya would mock them. They would try to preach to him. And he would just laugh at them. What rubbish are you talking to me about? And they'd say, no, come on, you must become a devotee. Come and join us. You could be a very good devotee. And he'd just roar with laughter. You want me to come and jump up and down, hurry ball, like a fool? Cut blue pants. What's another word for blue pants? Lugoi. Durak. Okay, cut durak. You won't catch me doing that. But they kept persevering. And one day, Mukunda Dutt again was telling him, come on, look, you must become a devotee. You can be a very good devotee. And you'll be very happy. And you can help preach this movement.
И ты можешь помогать проповедовать.
Come on.
Давай, пожалуйста. Давай.
And Lord Chaitanya said, all right.
Ну хорошо, хорошо.
I mean, you just go on and on and on. Господь Чайтанья сказал, see, продолжаешь. You just go on and on. All right, you want me to become a devotee? All right, I'll become a devotee. Okay, is that all right? And Mukunda Dutt was shocked, he didn't know what to say. And Lord Chaitanya said, listen, not only will I become a devotee, I will become the best devotee. You will never have seen a devotee like me. I'll become such an amazing first-class devotee. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will come to offer me their obeisances. And poor Mukunda Dutt, you know, his head is just spinning. And he thought, this Nimai, he's just too puffed up. Gordy. So anyway, it was some time later that Lord Chaitanya really manifested himself. He was already, by that time, he was already more than 16. He was already married. And his father passed away. He went to Gaia to do the last rites. He met Ishvara Puri, whose disappearance day it is today. And he had already met him, actually. Ishvara Puri had stayed for some time in the house of Jagannath Mishra. And Lord Chaitanya was very impressed by him. And Ishvara Puri was the only person, when he was staying in their house, Ishvara Puri was the only person who defeated Lord Chaitanya in an argument. Ishvara Puri had written a book. Sri Krishna Vijaya, I think. Is the name. Anyway, he'd written a book. And he asked, you know, he'd been there for a while, and he knew Lord Chaitanya is big Sanskrit expert. And he asked Lord Chaitanya, could you check this book for mistakes, for errors? And Lord Chaitanya came back the next day and said, you know, I found a mistake. I forget the exact, all the details. But it was one verb.
Glagol.
That, you know, they have all, sure, it's very complicated. Different tenses and ways of declining verbs. And there's, you know, among many other things, there's one way of declining a verb, it's called atmanaipad, and there's another called parasmaipad. Lord Chaitanya told Ishvara Puri, you have used, I don't know which, but let's say Atmanaipad, but it should have been Parasmaipad.
Сказал Ishvara Puri, что ты использовал вот эту систему спряжения, а нужно было использовать другую систему спряжения.
Please check it.
Пожалуйста, проверь.
Ishwarapuri took it back and checked it.
Ishwarapuri посмотрел и проверил.
Next morning he came back to Lord Chaitanya.
На следующее утро он пришел к Господу Чайтанье.
And said, "You were wrong."
И сказал: "Нет, ты ошибся, не я."
It was right. Parasmaipad is right.
То есть моя система спряжения была правильная.
And explained, you know, the grammatical considerations.
С точки зрения грамматики он объяснил, почему это было правильно.
And Lord Chaitanya had to agree. Actually, you're right.
И Господь Чайтанья был вынужден согласиться, что да.
That was
был прав.
The first time and the last time anyone defeated him in any argument.
Это был первый и последний раз, когда Господа Чайтанью кто-то победил в споре.
So then they met in Gaya.
И потом они встретились в Гае.
And Lord Chaitanya did the last rites for his departed father.
Господь Чайтанья совершил ритуал по своему ушедшему отцу.
And he was initiated by Ishwarapuri.
И он получил инициацию от Ишварапури.
And he asked Ishwarapuri, "Now I'm initiated, what should I do?"
И он спросил Ишварапури: "Сейчас после того, как я получил инициацию, что я должен делать?"
Should I speculate on impersonal philosophy?
Должен ли я размышлять на тему имперсональной философии?
And engage in debates with dry impersonal philosophers.
И заниматься спорами с этими сухими философами имперсоналистами.
What should I do?
Что я должен делать теперь?
And Ishwarapuri said, "No, no, no."
Ишварапури сказал: "Нет, нет, нет."
Let me tell you what you should do.
Я скажу тебе, что ты должен делать.
Hariya Nam, Hariya Nam, Hariya Nam, Eva Kevalam. Kalo nasjeva 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 gatir anyata. You just chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. In this age of Kali, there's no other way, no other way, no other way to achieve the goal of life. And then Lord Chaitanya started chanting. And he became completely mad in love of God through that chanting. And then he came back here to this area and started the whole Sankirtan movement. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Shri Gopurnima Mahotsava ki
jai.
Go Premanande. Okay, so that's the end of our first historic program. You know, we're leaving tomorrow, unfortunately. Next year, I'm going to stay at least through the parikrama. So at least after the meetings, we'll have a program of some sort every day.
В следующем году, после того, как закончится наше заседание, у нас будет время, чтобы организовать программу здесь.
And then go on the parikrama.
И потом пойдем на парикраму.
Okay.
А на карте?
Нет.
Вриндаван.
Да. Баджрина.
Баджрина.
Гималайя.
Любой.
И, да.
Любой Баджрина.
Да. Конечно. Я был там. We были со мной. Экстаз. Okay, and then Govardhan. Govardhan Varshana. Десятыми или двенадцать, может быть. В Govardhan.
Она в Малайе сколько?
Несколько дней. Несколько. Ришикеш, может быть, два дня. Баджрина, может быть, два-три. Okay, now devotees, we have some, that's the end of the program. But we have some good news. We have some Mahaprasad.
What kind of prasad?
Okay. So we'll now distribute some prasad. Dear prasad.